This is Digital Dave.
I'm still fast, Eddie.
Really?
Do you think?
When did you become fast?
Well, I've been fast. I'm just old now, and I'm slowing down.
Not quite as fast, Eddie.
Not quite as fast, Eddie, yet.
And joining us, Eddie, is Martin Piet.
Marty Piet.
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 Right. I'm terrible with names.
Wait a minute. Let me do this one.
You do this one.
This is Ready? From Green Bay, Austin Straubel International Airport.
You got
ding,
it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Tommy,
you
will
win
be
the prize.
So, Tommy will be so proud of me.
Yes. And tell us about the airport. It's like a gem that we don't know about.
Yeah. We serve all of Northeast Wisconsin and all the way into the UP of Michigan with service on Delta, United, American.
Wait a minute. For those of us who are not familiar with Michigan, UP stands for?
The Upper Peninsula.
I know that. I'm just clarifying it for our audience.
Okay.
You know, both people that listen to us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, when only one's awake this early.
The geography lesson, we're about 90 miles from the border of the UP of Michigan and Wisconsin. So we have a pretty large reach from an air service standpoint. Our general aviation community is even larger. We have one of the largest flight schools at the airport, operating as Pilot Smith, that you may have heard of. So quite a bit going on, quite a bit of activity, and looking forward to some more of that with Air Venture in the area.
Yeah, and if you're flying airlines, it's probably a little less congested than Milwaukee.
A little bit easier. We've been working really hard with our airlines on airfares to make sure that airfares are competitive, better schedules, more flights, larger aircraft. So
cheap parking, too, maybe?
Cheap parking, $9 in long term, so you can't really beat that.
Yeah, but, you know, driving out here from Philly just to take a flight might be a little counterproductive.
We'll support you.
Not for me, though. I'm in Iowa.
There you go. Still a bit of a drive.
Yeah, a little bit of a hike.
But if you're flying into Air Venture, it might be a great alternative.
And really, that's our message. That's why we're here. We're encouraging people to visit all of Northeast Wisconsin. And if you would rather not fly into busy airspace, then maybe try out Green Bay. We're only 50 miles down the road. Two full-service fixed-base operators in Jet Air and Avflight, and their ramps are starting to fill up today already and probably be pretty full tomorrow.
Oh, interesting.
And not only that, but you guys have a lot of rental cars there as well.
We do. We work really well with our rental car agencies to make sure that they have the inventory so that if you do fly into Green Bay, you're able to get down here to Air Venture.
And as a passenger on a commercial flight, you guys are friendlier.
Of course. Yeah. Midwest nice.
That, exactly.
Midwest that is, nice, yes.
That is a thing. If you're from this area, you won't realize it, but when we're from Philly, total different atmosphere out here.
Yeah, you definitely notice it.
Yeah.
Well, we had the draft. NFL draft was in Green Bay in April of this year, and one of the comments from one of our passengers, best airport in the world.
There
you
go.
So we'll take it.
Yep, take that one. Did you give him a hat?
I got their names, so I got to send them a cheese basket or a sausage basket.
Yeah,
or something.
Cheesehead.
Cheesehead, there you go. Yep. Now, of course, being Packer country, I'm sure that Green Bay Packers fly in and out of there all the time.
Yeah, it's really unique. We're the only NFL city where the team actually comes through the terminal building. So they park in our parking lot, they walk through the parking lot like a regular customer. Right through the terminal building, we set up a little fan area for autographs.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Some of the players will stop, some won't.
Right.
But it's a great opportunity for the community to interact with the players on a personal one-on-one basis. And then when they come back from a game, there's always people there to greet them, whether it's a 4 a.m. arrival, if they're playing a West Coast game. But it's very unique in that they do come through the terminal.
Let me ask you this question. As kids, Philly International used to have an observation deck. Mm-hmm. That's gone away. Is that something that you could do or do already do?
So the way our terminal is set up, we have multiple levels on that main floor. So there's actually a mezzanine level. When the Packers returned from one of their deep playoff runs, that was full of probably 2,000 people kind of overlooking the concourse area,
right,
and where the Packers were coming in. So in a sense, we have an observation area, but we also have an external observation area by one of the runways. You can go up to the approach end of runway 24 and watch all the aircraft come in.
Ah, actually, that's a lot of fun. We used to do that.
Yes, we do, with our dates, no less.
Yeah. and they were reevaluating their life choices at that point.
Very much so.
That's how I got started in aviation, watching the planes come in St. Louis.
Are you a pilot as well?
I am.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And you're flying a A-10, F-4?
Whatever I rent. You know, it's,
know that feeling.
Wait a minute. Where can you rent an F-4?
You can rent anything if you got enough money.
True.
Yeah, I'll go to the Warbirds area. I'm sure I'll find something.
Yeah. Hey, are you guys using that? I'll be right back.
One of the things that I just heard recently is that the TSA is going to stop requiring people to take their shoes off.
It's been a long time coming, right? It's been since 2001, and there were some instances with people trying to do some things with their shoes. So I think this actually started last week. You no longer have to remove your shoes if you're not pre-check.
Okay.
It's not everybody. So
let me just put this out there. You know, if we all flew naked, the security check would be a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
Just walk through. Okay, I'm good.
You do that.
Yeah. See how far I get.
I've seen some videos. People have tried it.
They have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be 100%. They will still require, like, the boots and the heavy winter boots.
Off, come on, man. Don't you guys streak in the middle of January up here?
No, not quite.
50 not below. For long, anyway.
50 below has something to do with that, I'm sure.
Maybe in Philly, but yeah.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to see in Philly. But anyway, how old's the airport?
How old?
Yeah.
It's been around since the 1940s.
Wow. So it was a training base?
It was not a training base. It was never military in nature. It was actually called Blesch Field that was located downtown. Outgrew the space and moved out to where it is now in kind of the Hobart, Ashwaubenon area in about the 1940s, named after Austin Straubel, who was from Green Bay, who was killed in World War II action overseas. And been around for quite a while and continues to grow.
Do you have problems like every other airport with developing and encroaching around the perimeter? Or are you out far enough?
Yeah, I think we're out far enough. We also have some pretty good ordinances in place, some zoning ordinances that kind of help mitigate any of that development around the airport. But inevitably, somebody builds a house, calls me a year later and says that there's airplanes over their house and they're about 3,000 feet off the end of the runway. So it happens. But
What are you going to do? How many runways?
Two runways, runway 624, 1836, longest runway is 8,700 square feet.
I think we could probably get a 150 in there, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you go sideways across the runway.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we've seen all types of aircraft. The largest cargo the Antonov has been in before.
The 225?
I think it was. I wasn't there for it. Maybe the
124.
Yeah.
If it was four engines, it was a 124. If it was six, it was the 225.
Yeah, so it's probably the 124. Yeah. Air Force One.
Nice.
The Packers flew out on American 777. We've seen the 787. So
cool. So if it flies, you can accommodate
it. It'll be there.
In other words, you're telling us that, let me get this right, Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport is a swinging place.
It is. And I guess I should point out, we have the name International in our name. Green Bay is a port of entry, so we do have a customs facility, a general aviation customs facility. It clears about 400 aircraft a year from international destinations.
Really? Other than Canada?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We're actually the first stop on, what is it called, the Great... Circle Route or something. We're the first stop. So we'll see a lot of traffic drop in that may be en route to Chicago.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
You know, I never would have thought that a town like Green Bay would be an international airport. You know,
They are close to Canada. Although Canada's kind of mad at us right now.
Yeah, but I don't consider Canada to be international. They're our brothers to the north.
No, they really are international. Get that thought right out of your head. They are a different country.
I understand that. But international, I'm thinking, you know, either Japan or Europe or Australia.
Apparently you guys do service those markets.
We see it all the time. We have a pretty strong connection with Italy because of the paper industry and cheese manufacturing. So we have quite a few aircraft back and forth, general aviation, between Italy and Green Bay.
Interesting. Now, if they ever do supersonic flights, you guys going to make a bid?
Hey, why not? United ordered a bunch of the new supersonics, right? Maybe we can get United.
Oh, yeah.
We'll try. Hey, that'd be interesting. You could turn it into Green Bay Austin Straubel International Supersonic Airport.
Yeah,
the sign's not big enough. They'd have to get a new sign.
They'd have to lower the speed limit so you could read it all.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, sounds like a place we need to visit.
Yeah, we'd love to have everybody come visit.
And not only that, but you have tremendous tourist opportunities up mm-hmm. there as well. There's lots of stuff to see and do.
Yeah, we talked about the Packers. That's just one thing to do in Northeast Wisconsin. We're the gateway to Door County. Everybody has heard about Door County in this area at least, but...
Well, I've heard about it. I haven't had a chance to get there yet, but I've heard about it.
Definitely visit. It's kind of like the Cape Cod of the Midwest, really.
Okay.
Gorgeous area. We have the Tall Ships, I believe, are coming back again, maybe next year. They were in town.
So you're on, I want to say Lake Superior, or is that Lake Michigan up there? I don't remember which one's which.
Yeah, we're on Green Bay, but it does open up to Lake Michigan.
Okay.
Yep.
So, geography, not good.
Me neither. After all, I identify, you know, I'm not thinking that Canada's international.
Right. Wow. Our education system, but we won't even go there.
So, where can we find you on the field?
Come out to Hangar C. We're in Hangar C. We have a supper club set up, so the traditional Wisconsin supper club. If you haven't been to one, you can get a little taste of that at our booth. We got the bar set up with the...
This is in your booth?
This is in our booth, so come check it out.
We
have a great giveaway for Sun and Fun as well that we give away each year. So it's tickets to Sun and Fun, a week of camping, and some of the attractions like Legoland and the Bach Tower Gardens.
Nice.
We'll give that away,
and of course,
so be sure to sign up.
You're sponsoring us here at EAA Radio, which we greatly appreciate.
We certainly do.
We have been talking with Marty Piet of Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport.
International Supersonic Airport.
Yeah, there you go. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, soon to be unemployed.
And this is EAA Radio.